ओम ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुवरं श्रीरूपानुगप्रवरं ब्रजारसरसिकं च नारायणं तं प्रपन्नं श्रीगुरुचरणं वन्दे रमानप्रस्थाय भूतले रूपानुगभक्तिदं च कृपामूर्ति नारायणं वञ्चकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यप्रभु नित्यानन्द श्रीअद्वैतगदाधर शिवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। First of all, I offer my sastanga dandavat pranams unto the lotus feet of our most worshipful Srila Gurudev, Nitya Lila Pravishta, Om Vishnupad, Sri Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Srila Guru Maharaj, Tarupanuga Guru Varga, and all assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. So, Vaishnava have raised the question. Now, speaking about bhakti, coming in this line of bhakti, who is most helpful? There's Kanishta Adhikari, Madhyam Adhikari, Uttam Adhikari. So, this is very clearly explained, even in the first chapter of Madhurakadambini. Also, our Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Jaiva Dharma has explained this extensively. Like in Madhurakadambini, it says that even more helpful than Bhagavan, because really, Bhagavan not directly here and giving bhakti. This bhakti only coming really because of his devotees, because of the bhakta. But which devotee? We have done, and now it's very clear in explanation of our Guru Varga. When we talk about Kanishta, the Kanishta Adhikaris, they're actually not real devotee. When we talk about Vaishnav, he said the Kanishta Adhikaris, they're actually just Vaishnav Prai, like Vaishnav Abbas. They're not really Vaishnav. They almost like Vaishnav. And they're honored as devotee only because they have faith of there's God is a person. And then they're doing some type of worship. But really they cannot see who is the devotee. They don't even know exactly what is Swarup of Bhagavan. But because they have that little faith, that faith that, oh, God is a person and they're doing some worship, then they're honored. Yes, they're devotee. But really, they're not really devotee. But real devotee really begins when, in that we call the Madhyam Adhikari. What's the verse for Madhyam Adhikari? This Ishwarita Adineshu Balisheshu Disvatsusha Kripa Maitri Prema Maitri Kripa Opeksha Yat Karoti Samadhyama. Since the Madhyam Adhikari, they have praying for Bhagavan, for the Ishwara. They have praying for Bhagavan, they have Mitri, they have friendship to the bhaktas. Then they have mercy, they have kripa to the ignorant. And for those who are envious, they have opeksha, they neglect them. So here, this Madhyam Adhikari, they can discriminate. They know. And for one, they have prem, they have love for Bhagavan. So from that point, they are really devotees. And actually, like in Madhurakandami, it says that it's actually because of the Madhyam Adhikaris that this bhakti is spreading. Because many ignorant people here, and so then they're merciful to them, somehow or other, inspiring them, giving the seed of bhakti in their heart. or in a way somehow engaging them so that some sukriti is there. And for those other devotees, then they have friendship. And our Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains very nicely, actually. Because sometimes when our idea is like, oh, friendship, like, oh, buddy-buddy, like, oh, we joke around, like that. He said, actually, this friendship, when we talk about this Madhyamadhikari, they have friendship with other devotees. This is based on these four attitudes. And what is that? One is this mamata buddhi. He said, oh, the Vaishnavas, they are like mine. Like, they're my like they are my greatest wealth, like this, they're mine. Also this Atma Buddhi, they consider the Vaishnavas, the devotees, as their very Atma. They have that intelligence. What else? Ijja Buddhi. So that these devotees are worshipable. They are worthy of my worship. And finally, what is there? Atma Buddhi, Mamata Buddhi, Ijja Buddhi, and I forgot the fourth one. But in Jiva Dharma you will find this, we were reading this long time before, I'm just remembering now, that this is not just, okay, like we joke around and we're friends and like that. It's like this friendship is based on a very solid like intelligence that, oh, that the fourth one is Tirtha Buddhi. That these devotees are places of pilgrimage. Everyone, they go to places of pilgrimage to be purified and to be, to have some, in a way, like blessings. And I said, oh, I always want to be this with these devotees. They are places of pilgrimage. With them, I'm always purified and I'm always, their presence is very auspicious, like this. So, this is the attitude of the Madhyamadhikaris with other devotees. And then, to Bhagavan, they have prema, to the devotees, they have friendship. To the ignorant, we already talked about it, they have mercy. In a way, they're engaging them in bhakti or inspiring them in bhakti. But to the envious or antagonistic like people, then they would neglect them. They won't give their time. They won't give their association. To the ignorant, when they say they're merciful, that means they're actually giving their association. But to these like envious people, they don't give their association. So then in this way, then what happened? Oh, bhakti is like spreading. Now, how about the Uttamadhikari? Uttamadhikari means the highest. So why not them, like they're the most beneficial? Actually, it has been explained that with regards to the Uttam Adhikari, they are absorbed only in the spiritual world. They are seeing everyone as also Uttam Adhikari. They see their moods into everyone. And therefore, even to Kanishta, even to the ignorant, and even to those who are antagonistic, then they would consider them, oh, they're devotees. And therefore, we say, like, oh, they won't be very helpful. The danger also you associate with Uttamadhikaris, especially in that very high level. You won't understand, you don't know their position, then you just commit offense. And then it's very detrimental. So therefore, who's the most beneficial? The Madhyamadhikaris. Now, it is said that in regards to gurus, actually they're Uttamadhikari, but they're taking that role of the Madhyamadhikari. They will have to discriminate. They behave like Madhyam. Otherwise, how they can train disciples? If they start thinking everyone is pure devotee, then how they can chastise a disciple? How they can correct all this ignorant and mistakes of the disciple. So in this way, they are taking the roles of Madhyamadhikari, although they are Uttam. So in answer to the question, said, oh, the Madhyamadhikari, they are most beneficial. And you are is the great fortune of a person to have association of any Madhyama Adhikari. So this is my answer to Vaishnava question. Vancha kalpataru vyashta kripa sindhu veva cha patita nam pavani Vaishnava bhuna.
पूरा पैर क्या है जो आपने अभी कहा जा देखिलो मुख है इसे कृष्ण नाम बाद में इसे कृष्ण नाम
ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकाय ददालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुवरं श्रीरूपानुगप्रवरं व्रजरसरसिकं च नारायणं तं प्रपन्नं श्रीगुरुचरणं वन्दे रमणपृष्ठाय भूतले कृपानुगभक्तिदं च कृपामूर्ति नारायणं जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्री सदि गौर भक्तवृंद जय रूप सनातन मठ रघुनाथ श्री जीव गोपाल भट्टदास रघुनाथ हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे सो फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई ऑफर माय साष्टांग दंडवत प्रणाम्स एट द लॉर्ड्स फीट for spiritual masters. Tlai Shivan Bhaktivedan Shri Nayan Gosai Maharaj Shri Gurudev. Tlai Shivan Bhaktivedan Shri Vaman Gosai Maharaj Shri Gurudev. The entire Rupanakari Guru Varga, all the Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis and our guardians present. So the question which is asked is, that if the Uttamadhikari is always situated in his position of this Swarup Siddhi, then how can, then is the Madhyamadhikari more advanced than him? Because the Madhyamadhikari, as we just heard now, he reciprocates with the devotees in three kinds of ways. Ishwarya Adhineshu, Balisheshu, Sastucha, Prema Maitri Kripa Upeksha, Yakaroti Samadhyama. We just heard now, Maharaj explained how he is ignorant to the envious. How the Uttamadhikari, he serves with a respectful mood, and how he is friendly to those who are of equal standing, and is merciful to those who are neophytes, Kanishtha Adhikaris. Like we hear, no? This verse, this definition of this Kanishtha Adhikari is Archaya Mare Pujaya Shradhayante. He is a Bhakta Prakrita Smrita. He is Prakrit Bhakta. In the sense that he only believes in the Archavatar. Because what is the meaning of vigraha? Vigraha means vishesh rupena grahan. This is the meaning of vigraha. So Bhagavan has appeared as his archavatar. For which reason? To accept the services of the devotees. But we see that the Kanishtadhikari especially has nishtha towards this vigraha seva. But he does not have so much nishtha towards serving Vaishnavas. He regards them, he respects them, but not as much as he should. In the sense that Gurudev would give an example, that the pujari is engaged in his archan pujan, and if his guru walks inside, he will not even stand up and receive his guru. Rather, he will continue his archan pujan. He will not go and receive his guru. He will think that Bhagavan is here, why should I go there? In this way. Before it is said that he is sa bhakta prakrita smrita. And we see Uttam Adhikari, who is he? Sarvabhuteshu yapashet bhagavat bhavam atmana bhutani bhagavati atmani esha sa bhagavat uttama. He is bhagavat uttama. Sarvabhuteshu yapashet bhagavat bhavam atmana bhutani bhagavati atmani. There he sees his Ishtadev present within not just every being, but rather present within every atom of this existence. Like we just heard now, what is his most prominent quality? Jarmukha Isha Krishna Naam Ta Jani Tumi Vaishnav Pradhan Bhagavat Pradhan. That just by seeing an Uttam Adhikari, automatically the Krishna Naam Hari Naam will manifest within your heart. Why? Because Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilochanena Santas Sadaiva Hridayeshu Vilokayanti Yam Shama Sundaram Achinta Guna Swarupam Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Because this ointment of love is smeared on his eyes. This Anjan, Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena. Therefore, this Anjan is smeared on his lochan. And therefore, Santas Sadhav Hridayeshu Vilokayanti Yam Shama Sundaram Achinta Guna Swarupam. And this Shama Sundar, with his Roop, Naam, Roop, Gun, Leela, is encaged within his heart. Therefore, Narottam Thakur is sung, Govinda Hriday Sada Govinda Vishram, Vaishnav Hriday Sada Govinda Vishram, Govinda Kahena Mama, Vaishnava Paran. In this way, Govinda is always present within the heart of the devotee, and the devotee is present within the heart of Govinda. Therefore, he says next that Gangara Parashahile Paschati Pavan Darshane Pavitra Karo Heitu Margun. You see, one goes to the Ganga and he repeatedly has a bath, still it will not do any purification. But just by seeing a Vaishnava, one achieves so much purification. Not just purification, he'll achieve prema. And then we hear, Haristane Aparade Tare Harinam Tomarstane Aparade Nahi Kaedan. That one commits offense to Sri Hari, then anyhow Hari will forgive him by chanting Harinam. But by committing offense to his Bhakta, then how will Hari, how can Hari possibly forgive that person? Why? Because we hear from the Padma Puran, Aradhanam Sarvesham Vishnu Aradhanam Param Tasmat Anataram Devi Tadiyanam Samarcharam. We see this Tadiyanam Samarchanam. Who is this Tadiya? This Tadiya Vastu is the Vaishnavas themselves, the devotees themselves. So without worshipping the Tadiya Vastu, then how will the Aradhya Vastu, Sri Hari, be worshipped? He cannot be possibly worshipped. Therefore we see that the Uttam Adhikari, he is always situated in his full glory, in one way. We see that even if he doesn't do anything, just by staying in one place, automatically everyone is inspired. Automatically we see that the Ishtadev, who is present within his heart, will also gradually start to appear within the heart of the others also. And the problem is that the Uttam Adhikari is not so easily understood. That is the problem. Like sometimes you see this example is given, that you mistake that when the mother and someone else, your lover, someone else is situated, you respect them equally. So if you respect your mother and your lover equally, or some other lady who wants to sell her body, then how can this be? And how is this worthwhile? Is the respect that you're offering to your mother worth it? Not in any way. You're considering your mother very insignificant. Similarly, if you consider the Uttam Adhikari to be the same as the Kanishta Adhikari, or the Kanishta Adhikari to be the same as the Uttam Adhikari, then this is actually not offering the best respect to the Uttam Adhikari. You are actually minimizing his position in this way. Like we say, the Uttamadhikari also, like we just heard now, is not very easily understood. This is the reason. Like we hear Vamsidas Babaji Maharaj, he put fish bones around his hut, and people, they would think, oh, he's eating fish in this way. And then they'd say so many things. He's offering tea prasad. And then again, people are thinking, oh, he's offering this prasad as tea. So let's go away from here. But when Param Gurudev went there with Narari Seva Vigraha Prabhu, he said, let's go inside. This is not his real prasad. And then when they went inside Vamsidas Babaji Maharaj's kutir, there they saw Vamsidas Babaji Maharaj. He was rolling on the floor, praying to Tulsi Devi, offering so many stavstutis to Gaur and Nitai. And Param Gurudev, he told his godbrother, this is his real prasad, not the other things that you see. This is his real prasad. Like we hear also in Gaur Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj's life, so many people, they would come and offer him pranams that he would get disturbed. So what did he do once? Then he recited one story. He said that there was one sadhu before, and so many would come and disturb him. And what did the sadhu do? He made one very beautiful woman sit outside his bhajan kutir. So this beautiful lady, young lady, Kishori lady, she sat outside his bhajan kutir. And automatically people started criticizing the sadhu so much, saying, oh, just see, he's sadhu, but he has this beautiful lady waiting outside his bhajan kutir. What kind of sadhu is this? So this way everyone stopped coming. So this way it is not very easy to understand a sadhu. Like we see in Gaur Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj's life, there's so many such instances. Like once he told all the devotees, all of you, you go to Paramatala. There, there's a big Ratyatra festival going there, all of you go. They're giving so many nice things to eat, this, that. Then he sent everyone away. Then he said, just see their faith. Their faith, their nishtha is not in the Ratyatra, but actually in the sweets that are being distributed there. And there's Rasgulla, Sandesh, Balushai, and all these things, but not in Harikatha. And then he said, now they've all gone, now I can peacefully chant, he'd say. So in this way, the Uttamadhikari sometimes even cheats the people. He cheats the people, the society, out of his mercy also. Because he sees they're not worth it in this way. Like we see also, even in the lives of our Guru Varga, no, like Param Gurudev also. If anyone would offer him pranam, he'd say, Sarvanash hojai tumhari. He'd say, may everything be ruined, completely destroyed for you. So then they'd go and complain to Gurudev, Vaman Goswami Maharaj, what kind of blessing is this? He's telling, may everything be destroyed, Sumara Sarvanash hojai. He's saying, what, Maharaj is supposed to be very merciful, sadhus, but he's giving this mercy. Then Gurudev, he'd sit them down. He said, oh, Sarvanash means this samsar samyak rupena nyas. Samyak rupena nash. Means may your samsar be utterly, completely destroyed. Not that you lose everything. No, may that whatever attachments you have, then whatever tendencies you have which are not favorable for devotional service, may that be destroyed. Then this way they explain to all of them. This way we see, like, the Uttamadhikari is not very easily understood, but that doesn't mean that his position is in any way any less. But then still we see that the Uttamadhikari gradually descends to his Madhyamadhikari stage. Because the Madhyamadhikari, he can give mercy. The Kanishtadhikari cannot give mercy because he is Sabhakta Prakrita Smrita. He is like still on this platform. And the Uttamadhikari, he also cannot give mercy because who can he possibly give mercy to? Like we see Narad Rishi, he saw that even Kansa was serving Krishna, he saw even Vasudeva Maharaj was serving Krishna. Because if it wasn't for Kansa, then Krishna would have never appeared in this world for one reason. Because this Paritranaya Sadhunam Vinashaya Chatushkritam Dharmasam Sthapanarthaya Sambhavami Yuge Yuge. Who is this Vinashaya Chatushkritam? This is actually Kansa. No. Like we hear Yada Yada Igla Yada Yada Hi Dharmasya Glanir Bhavati Bharata. Who is this Adharma? This is Kansa. So if it wasn't for Kansa, would Krishna have appeared? No. So Naradashi is seeing Kansa serving Krishna. And he's also seeing Vasudev Maharaj is serving Krishna. On one side he's going to Kansa, he's saying, oh, don't believe in the words of Vasudev. He's cheating you. The Akashvani said the eighth son will kill you, but you never know which son the eighth son can be. Can be even the first, second, third, anyone. In the circle, any point, from any point, this circle can be drawn. And then he would like instigate Kansa saying, what are you doing? And then again he'd go to Vasudev. He'd say, oh, Vasudev Maharaj, don't worry. The end, Kansa's end day is coming now. His end of time is coming now. So just be patient in this way. So therefore, the Uttamadhikari, he sees everyone there serving Krishna, like Prahlad. He's saying that even Hiranyakashipu is serving. No. Like we say, Anya Bilashita Shunyam. This, what is this Anya Bilashita? Anya Bilashita means under extraordinary circumstances. Like when we see Draupadi, when her cloth was being taken away, she called out to Krishna. So one may think, how is this? This is also Anya Bilash, because she's calling out to Krishna, said, Krishna save her. But no, this is also pure bhakti. And like how the Sakas were calling out to Krishna in this Munjatavi, when Kansa's spies, they put fire all around. So is this Anya Bilash? No, this is also Anya Bilashita. Means under extraordinary circumstances, this is also pure devotional service. But we see Prahlad, he did not even have Anya Bilashita. Even when his father was trying to kill him, still he did not call out to Bhagwan. Still he was thinking, all right, let's see what will happen. So they say Prahlad is seeing every living entity serving Krishna in this way. But still we see, like Gurudev, he would always say that Sarva Bhuteshu Yapashet, you're seeing Bhagwan everywhere. But this is also like Aishwarya. We see. Even this is like Aishwarya actually. Because if you're seeing Bhagwan everywhere, then how can you possibly serve him? Because you're seeing him in everyone's hearts, so how can you possibly serve him? So therefore, even in Uttamadhikari, there are different stages. They're not that all the Uttamadhikaris are in the same category. Because if you're seeing Bhagwan in all stages, you won't feel the need to serve him. Like sometimes Prahlad, if Narsingadev, he does not ever think if Narsingadev is thirsty or he's hungry. No, because he's his Prabhu. How can he possibly be hungry or thirsty? But at the same time, we're seeing that Yashoda Maya, she's sometimes calling Krishna, come quickly. She's twisting his ears. Eat this, drink this. So then one may think, how is she an Uttam Mahabhava? She's twisting Krishna's ears. She's even slapping him sometimes. And sometimes we see the gopis, they're telling Krishna, oh, you're not so truthful. So and Krishna's falling at the feet of the gopis and he's asking for forgiveness. So when Uttamadhikari, who is seeing Sarva Bhuteshu Yapashet, he's seeing everything and he comes across these lilas, then what will he think then? Think, what are they doing? He'll think. So even in Uttamadhikari, there are different stages. Like Gurudev would say that the Mahabhagavat stage is also divided into three. There's Murchit Kashai, and then there's Nirdut Kashai, and Bhagavat Parshad Deha Prapt. So who was in the stage of Murchit Kashai? Means this is Narad Rishi, and he was the son of this maidservant. When he served the four Kumaras, they appeared. And then he served them very nicely, took their remnants, everything. And then they even initiated him. But still he had this Kashai. This Murchit Kashai means, this Murchit means now it's in Murcha, means it's like dormant. What is that Kashai? I want to go to the forest and do bhajan. This is this Kashai. And then what happened? That desire was fulfilled. He had to go to the forest. And then ultimately Vishnu appeared to him, gave him Janki Darshan. In one moment he appeared, then he disappeared. Then Naradish was weeping so much. Then Vishnu said, in this life, you will achieve my Darshan this way. But after some time, when you'll advance more, then you'll always see me. And then there's Nirdut Kashai, which is Sukadeva Goswami. He had no any such desires. Like we see, Sukadeva Goswami, he was passing through the forest, and all the girls, they covered themselves. But when Vyasadeva came, Sukadeva Goswami is passing through the forest, the girls, they continued playing in the water. But when Vyasadeva came, they covered themselves. And Vyasadeva said, how is this? I'm like your great-grandfather, and he's your same age, but you're not shy upon seeing him, but you become shy upon seeing me. And they said, because for him there is no consideration between who is a girl and who is a tree, nothing. But for you there is consideration. Therefore we had to cover ourselves. So he is Nirdut Kashai. And then this Bhagavat Parshad Deha Prapt means those associates of Bhagwan who have achieved this Vastu Siddhi. This is like Narad Rishi and all the Vrajavasis, everyone, the Sadhan Siddha Vrajavasis, not the Ragatmik Vrajavasis, because they are already been Nitya Siddha from the very beginning. So in this way we see that the Mahabhagavats also, they are in so many different categories. And therefore, when Krishna sends one of these Mahabhagavats to this world, he makes sure that they play out the part of a sadhak. Or else without playing the part of a sadhak, then how can they possibly give mercy? So therefore, here so many misunderstandings arise. When they're playing the part of a sadhak, many think that they're also sadhaks like us. And therefore, they're bound to commit offenses. They say the Mahabhagavat is falling ill, he's falling sick. Sometimes they see the Mahabhagavat, he's arranging so many things like management, collection, money, building temples, preaching, this, that, so many things. So how is he in any way internal associate of Sri Krishna? And they say all these different misconceptions come, and then so many offenses are committed. So therefore here there's this slight line of discretion, and one must be very careful in this way, that although he has come down to this one particular stage of Madhyamadhikari, still he is always situated in that stage of being a Madhyamadhikari, Uttamadhikari. So therefore, this world is never bereft of Uttamadhikaris. Because if this world is completely bereft of Uttamadhikaris, then the world will perish in less than a moment. Vaman Goswami Maharaj himself said, Uttamadhikaris are always present in this world. Don't think that now Uttamadhikari has left, now there's no one here, Uttamadhikari. No, they're always present. But we don't have the eyes to see. Sometimes even if they're sitting right in front of us, we will not realize their position. Sometimes even if they're amongst us every day of our lives, still we will not realize who they are because of our own anarthas. Therefore, the Uttamadhikari, what does he do? He makes himself known out of his causeless mercy. Like we see Gopu Kumar, he placed his hand on his disciple Jana Sharma, and then Jana Sharma realized who his guru was in this way. So there are many, many considerations. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Bindu, Gurudev is given so much there about all these different things. So all these different categories of devotees and all their levels of devotion can only be understood by their mercy. Vancha kalpata rubhishya kripa sindhu bevacha patitanam pavani bhyo vaishnavi bhyo namo namah.
Om Agyanatimirandasya Gyanangana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Gurave Gaura Chandraya Radhikaya Tadalaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha Vanchakalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayavacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadara Shivasadi Gaur Bhakti Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. First of all, I offer my Sastagnandavat Pranam thousands of times, Lord Sita Shri Paramaradhatam Guru Parabharma Om Vishnu Parastotara Shishimad Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Gosai Maharaj Shri Gurudev. Secondly, I offer my Sastagnandavat Pranam thousands of times, Lord Sita of my Shri Rupanuga Gaudiya Guru Varga. And I offer my Sastagnandavat Pranam unto all assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. Vaishnavas, by the cause of my Shri Guru Parabharma, again, churning this ocean of Harikatha, churning our hearts, trying to help us realize and understand something about what is Bhakti Tattva, Vaishnava Tattva, Guru Tattva, all these subjects. And they have raised the question that the Madhyamadhikari, we have heard that he is supremely helpful and beneficial to the world. So, but is the Mahabhagavat then not helpful? if he's so elevated, then and he is, and we may, if we go to him and misunderstand him, we commit some offense, then what is the purpose of the Mahabhagavat? Is he, how is he helpful to the world, and is he helpful? And also, is the Kanishtha, and then what about the Kanishtha? Is he able to render any help to the world? Is he beneficial? Is his presence in this world useful and helpful or not? So, so praying the Lotus Feet of Sri Guru Pada Padma and the Vaishnava, tried to say a few words on this subject. So, we've been hearing about the different gradations of the Vaishnavas in the Srimad Bhagavatam there. And the Nimi Nava Yogendra Samvad, there these shlokas have been described by Kavi, Havi, Antariksha, Pipalayana, Prabuddha, Abhihotra, Drumila, Chamasa, Khar, Bhajanayo, these nine great sages. These are been described that they are Mahabhagavats. And they are speaking these verses, they are describing these things. So for no doubt, then, we must consider the position of the Mahabhagavat to be supremely helpful. It is said that a Vaishnava, he can know a Vaishnava. One who is situated in Bhagavad Dharma, one who is situated in that position, then he can recognize and understand another Vaishnava. For instance, we know how, but if the Mahabhagavat, if he wants to hide himself, he wants to keep himself concealed, then it is impossible to really understand that nature of that Vaishnava. But unless you are Mahabhagava yourself, or unless by the mercy of any other Vaishnava, like Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Even Garadhar Pandit went to see him. Then Pundarik Vidyanidhi was dressed in ordinary, was dressed in clothes, rich clothes. He had a golden spit on. He was chewing tambul, pan, and everything he had there. And Garadhar Pandit, due to Leela, he is showing, he misjudged. He could not see the glories. Then only when Mukunda, he spoke a verse, this verse, Aho baki yamastana kala kutam jig angsa apya yad apya swad vidyebe katim datri gati uchitam kamba dayalu sharanam vajana, describing the gun, the qualities of Sri Krishna, how merciful he is. How he gave Putana, Rakshasi like Putana, a position like a mother, when he heard these sweet and beautiful qualities of Sri Krishna, then he became mad and he began rolling on the ground, saying, Ha Krishna, throwing his clothing on one side, kicking the spit on, and all Asta Asatik which are manifested in his body. Then Garadhar Pandit took Diksha from him, surrendered unto him. So therefore this is mercy. Therefore we heard that Nayam Atma Pravachanena Labhyo, Namedaya Na Bahuna Sutena, Yam Evasa Vibhinita Tena Labhyo, Stasyaisa Atma Vibhinita Tanusam. Unless the Lord Himself reveals Himself, then how can you understand Him? Not by learning, by education, by reciting Vedas, by austerities, by so many different things, you cannot understand the Lord. Only if He desires to reveal Himself. In the same way, the Vaishnava also, unless He desires to reveal Himself, unless He desires to give mercy, then we cannot really attain the true benefit of that. This is on one side, therefore we've been hearing that the Mahabhagavat comes down into the platform of a Madhyam Adhikari. And then he interacts and he reciprocates with all the different jivas, as we've been hearing. Ishvaratar adineshu balisheshu krispatuta prema maitri kripopeksha ya karoti sa madhyama. But on the other hand, then we've heard, for instance, it is said that if Jagadguru Prabhupada, said that if his arati, his puja was not being performed today, he said that the whole world would slide down and enter into Rasatal. He said that the only reason Prithivi Devi can withstand and can maintain and tolerate all the sinful activities that are happening on her earth is because the foot dust of the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas, they are touching her. Then she is able to tolerate and maintain her position. Otherwise, I said the whole Prithivi would slide down into Rasatal, the depths of Rasatal, Patal. So the Mahabhagavats, we should consider that it is only by their presence, by their mercy, that everything is actually happening. All this distribution of Nam Sankirtan, everything, the ability to actually practice bhakti and understand something in bhakti is all due to their presence. For them, even if they are not, they said that there's two kinds, there's Goshtyananda, Bhajanandi. He said like Bhajanandi, he sits in one place and does bhajan. But the Goshtyananda, he goes and preaches. But for Bhajanandi, when he does bhajan, that is his preaching. You should understand. And for Goshtyananda, his preaching is his bhajan. Like for instance, Gaurakishwara's Babaji Maharaj. He said that he was illiterate. But he never left the dham. He never left Braj dham, never left Navadip dham. He never stepped outside. But you see his pictures in every house, in all the devotees' houses all around the world. He's everywhere. Therefore, the Mahabhagavat, he does not need to move and go here and there if he does not want to. Simply he sits in one place and he remembers, and then the whole world receives benefit. The Mahabhagavat has such a power that he simply thinks of you, you will get bhakti. Like Gop Kumar put his hand on the head of Jana Sharma and sent him to Golok Vrindavan in one instance, kripa. The Mahabhagavat has this power. Simply their presence is purifying everything. It is said that prema bhakti jaha hoite avidya vinasa jate, vele gahe jahara charito. Sri Guru is such that the rays of prema emanating from his body. Prema bhakti, such is his position. All the songs that we sing for Vaishnavas and for Guru, who are these songs for? These are for the Mahabhagavats. It is not for Madhyam Adhikaris and Kanishta Adhikaris. And the Kanishta Adhikari, the Madhyam Adhikari, is only a Madhyam because he is connected to the Mahabhagavat. If the Madhyam Adhikari didn't have connection to the Mahabhagavat, then how would the Madhyam Adhikari elevate himself? How would he advance? Therefore, the Madhyam Adhikari always keeps himself in association of the Mahabhagavats. He's always seeking that association, being in their company. And therefore, he's able to advance. And the Kanishta Adhikari also, he gets his power because he's connected also to the Mahabhagavat. If he was not connected to the pure Vaishnavas, to the Mahabhagavats, then how would the Kanishta Adhikari advance? Therefore, the Madhyam, whether the Mahabhagavat chooses to come down to the platform of Madhyam or remain in his position, he remains supremely beneficial and helpful to the world. He is like a beacon of light, pure bhakti, pure love. And everyone receives benefit of their association, whether it is even just having their darshan. Even, like for instance, Thakurji is here. We come in front of Thakurji and automatically our head bows down. Automatically we want to sing, do some stuti, we want to sing and dance in front of them. Because the Lord is present. And because we are not qualified, then we cannot. It is hard for us to see how Thakurji is directly reciprocating with us. But slowly, slowly, as Shraddha matures, then we can really understand that Thakurji is hearing all my prayers and he is giving his mercy. So the Mahabhagavat, he is helpful in all ways. Simply you hear the name of a Mahabhagavat, then your heart will become purified. He said that Vaishnavera gunagan korile jivar tran. Simply you sing the glories of the Vaishnavas and your life will become uplifted. Simply you hear the names. That's why it is said that the most important times of the day is what? When we say the Jaidwani. Every day when we say Jaidwani, it is so important. Why? Because we're remembering all the names of all these great Mahabhagavat Vaishnavas. From our Gurudev to our Param Gurudev to our Parameshti Gurudev to our Paratpar Gurudev, Paramparatpar Gurudev. All our Guru Bhagavad, we are saying their names, and not only that, all the associates of Mahaprabhu, all the associates of Radha Krishna, the Dham, everything. And this Jaidani we are saying throughout the day, throughout the reminding. We are hearing their names, then our heart is becoming purified. They said, Narottam Das Thakur said, Ebe Yasha Gusuk Tribhuvana. Glorifying Sri Guru, may your fame be spread throughout the three worlds. The Mahabhagavad has this power. They are supremely purifying. Narottam Das Thakur said, Tarpan Mor Vaishnavera Naam. To hear the name of the Vaishnava, then this is my good luck. This is my auspiciousness. This is my everything. Just to remember the Vaishnavas. We pray to them. Then definitely their mercy will come. They are present. They are always there. Krishna sent them to give for the benefit of this world. and simply remembering them, praying to them, then this, even this is enough to purify our hearts. And if we get the good chance to have their darshan and perform some service, then even more. What to speak of surrendering your life to such a Vaishnava? Rupa Goswami, he says, the Krishnati yasya giritang manasadri eta dikshasti chet pranati vischa bhajantam isham shushushaya bhajana vigyam ananya manya nindari shunyam hidam ipsita sangalabhya. He's saying that person whose heart is free from the tendency to criticize, that person is Mahabhagavat. And you should give your life to him. So Rupa Goswami is saying, to a Kanishta Adhikari you respect in your mind, to a Madhyam Adhikari you offer Sastanga Dandavat, but to a Uttam Adhikari Mahabhagavat you offer your life to him. And if the Mahabhagavat, he decides to reciprocate you and accept your service, then this is your great fortune. You should not take it for granted. The Vaishnavas are supremely independent. Why? Because they are completely dependent on the mercy of the Lord. They are under the shelter of the Sarup Shakti. Whatever Radharani, whatever Krishna dictates to them, they act in that way. Therefore, to accept, to receive the mercy of a Vaishnava, this is the directly Krishna's mercy. Brahmanda Brahmitekon Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Vai Bhakti Latabij. This Shraddha, this desire to serve Krishna comes from the combined mercy of Krishna and Sri Guru. Without the Lord's desire, the Vaishnava, they don't move a finger. Everything is being dictated according to them. Therefore, all these great Mahabhagavad Vaishnavas, they are supremely helpful. They are supremely merciful. And sometimes they choose to come down to the level of Madhyakam and help. Sometimes they choose to remain in their position. Either way, we should not mistake when them, especially when the Vaishnava comes down to the Madhyam platform, we should not mistake them to be Madhyam. They are actually Uttam, Param Bhagavats, but they are acting in that way. They are not Madhyam, they are Param Bhagavats, Bhagavat Pradhan. They are topmost Vaishnavas. They are embodiments of Prema Bhakti, as we have heard, emanating from their body. Therefore, we should try to have Shraddha in that way. And Gurudev even says that, even you have a Kanishta Guru or a Madhyam Guru, you should see that person, you should consider them to be Bhagavat, Uttam Bhagavat. And that's the only way then your Shraddha will develop, and that's really advanced. You should never see your Guru as a Kanishta or Madhyam. You should see them in the highest way, even if they are not in that way. Then why? Because Krishna will accept your worship. They are not, it is said that, you should sakala sammang korite shakati deho nata yata yata. You should offer respect to everyone according to their position. But Sri Guru, you should always consider to be of the highest caliber. Why? Even if they may not be, Krishna will accept your Shraddha. He will accept your worship, your moods. And then very soon you'll come into very high class association and you'll get that Braj Rasik Vaishnavas association by the mercy. But if you consider your Guru, oh, my Guru is Kanishta, my Guru is Madhyam, the Vaishnava is Madhyam, you deliberate in this way, then how will there be Shraddha, how will there be conviction? How will you ever be able to serve them and worship them? Why? Then you are, I am Kanishta, they are Kanishta, I am Madhyam, they are Madhyam. Then who are you surrendering to? Then there is no surrender. But if you consider the Guru to be Param Bhagavat, the Vaishnava to be the topmost Uttam Bhagavat, then Bhajana Vigyam Ananyam Anya Nindari Shunisham. Then you want to give your life to such a person. Why would you give your life to someone who is equal to your platform or less? Therefore it said that Sadhu Sangha Swato Vare. When you perform Sadhu Sangha, they should always consider them to be so much superior. Have that Nishta, that Shraddha. Why? Because we are Trinad Api Sunichana. We are more humble than a blade of grass. Taror Api Sohishna Manida Manidena Kirtani Sadai. When you can give respect in this way, then you can chant the holy names of the Lord. Otherwise you cannot. So the Uttam Bhagavats, the Param Bhagavats, they are Mahabhagavats, they are supremely beneficial in all ways. And we should always pray to be in this kind of high class association. And then by their mercy then we can also advance. Then definitely their kripa will come. It is said that the Vaishnavas, they sometimes they perform lila of upeksha, but this is their kripa also. And if we accept that, if we accept their mercy in whichever form they give, then gradually we'll also advance. We shouldn't consider all the Vaishnavas, they are neglecting me, they are being aloof from me. No, we should always be in a humble position. And pray to them and sing their glories. Then definitely their mercy will come to you. Then you will see that however they're acting, this is actually beneficial for me. We should never find fault in the Vaishnava. We should never see any discrepancies in them. Listaisa bhava janitai vapusha cha dosa. Should not consider anything. Try not to see, have mundane vision. Try to have this transcendental vision. And try to have this shraddha, this faith. And if you do not have it, pray for it. Pray that you can have this faith in the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas. Then you'll be able to see. Just sing the songs of Narottam Das Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. How they have glorified the Vaishnavas, how they have glorified Sri Guru, all their qualities. And that's why every day you sing these things. We sing the Vaishnava Vandana. This is like vaccine. People, they used to go, oh, I need vaccine. First shot, second shot, booster shot. I need to protect myself from COVID. I need to protect myself from this virus, that virus. Every day you sing this Vaishnava Vandana, every day you sing these songs, this is like vaccine. Then you'll never see the faults of the Vaishnavas. Then your Shraddha, your faith in the Vaishnavas will be always strong and pure. And then you'll, if you have that faith, then you'll be able to, one day, be able to serve them. So, we're very lucky that we are in such high class association of the Vaishnavas, and we're praying to the lotus feet that they may always remain in our association and bless us so that we may advance in our bhakti. Vancha kalpatra vrasta kipasin devasa vadana bhavana vishnu.
ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य गणाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमः वदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिषे नमः जय रूपा सनातन भट्ट रघुनाथ श्रीजीव गोपाल भट्ट दास रघुनाथ इच्छय गोसाई करी चरणबंदन जाते विघ्ननाश अभीष्ट पुरन जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य दयाल प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि श्री गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरि हरि हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। बोलो श्री गुरुजी महाराज की जय। गुरु परंपरा की जय। अनंत अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। सपार्षद गौर हरि की जय। गौर नित्यानंद प्रभु की जय। जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा सुदर्शन संजीव की जय। भक्त विघ्न विनाशन करण सिंहदेव की जय। भक्तराज प्रहलाद महाराज की जय। सर्व विश्वव्रत गिरिराज गोवर्धन जीव की जय। गोविंद गोपीनाथ मदन मोहन जीव की जय। ब्रजमंडल धाम की जय। ब्रजवासी भक्त बिंद की जय। ब्रजेश्वरी मधेश्वरी प्रणेश्वरी श्रीमती तारानी की जय। ब्रजदेविघन की जय। कात्यायनी व्रत की जय। भगवती पूर्णमासी की जय। देवी की जय। जुगमाया देवी की जय। गौर प्रमाण हरि हरि। नाउ इज ऑल आर अंडरस्टैंडिंग थिंकिंग इज दिस इज नॉट इज ऑल टाइम करेक्ट एंड परफेक्ट एंड राइट एंड प्रॉपर व्हाट शास्त्र सेइंग साधुज आर सेइंग दिस इज फॉलोइंग इन नेसेसरी फेथफुली। Narottam Thakur saying চক্ষুদান দিল যেই জন্মে জন্মে প্রভু সেই লিভিং এন্টিটি কন্ডিশন সোল অর্ডিনারি বদ্ধ জীব দে হ্যাভ নো আইজ দে ডোন্ট নো এনিথিং দে লুকিং অ তিলক মালা স্যাপ্রন ইয়া হোয়াইট ক্লথ বাবাজি ইয়া সন্ন্যাসী দে থিঙ্কিং ইউজ দিস পার্সন দে নট ওয়ার্কিং অনলি বাস সিটিং অ্যান্ড ইটিং অ্যান্ড পাসিং দে ডিস্ট্রয় অল আর দে দ্যাভ কমেন্টিং অল টাইম ওয়াল হোয়াই দে হ্যাভ নো আইজ দে ক্যান নট সি অলসো দে ডুইং মেনি থিংস অফেন্স দে ডোন্ট নো এনিথিং হ্যাঁ দে থিঙ্কিং অর্ডিনারি ওয়ার্ল্ড ইজ এনিবডি ডিস্ট্রিবিউটিং ফুডস মেডিসিন দে আর মাচ বেটার দি বাবাজিজ আর অনলি বেগিং ডোর টু ডোর অ্যান্ড ফিডিং অ্যান্ড মেকিং হেলথ বাট নট হেল্পফুল ফর এনিবডি দিস ইজ কন্ডিশন সোল লিভিং হার্টেড আইডিয়া ও মেডিসিন গিভিং বেটার ও গিভিং ফুডস হ্যাঁ অল হেলদি ফুড হ্যাঁ এগস মিট ফিশ দে আর মোর মোর গুড হ্যাঁ লাইক পিপল হ্যাজ আইডিয়া হ্যাঁ বাট দে ডোন্ট নো বৈষ্ণব ওয়াই নো আইজ দে আপন রতন ঠাকুর সেন চক্ষুদান দিল যেই জন্মে জন্মে প্রভু সেই দিব্য জ্ঞান হৃদয় প্রকাশিত ফার্স্ট ইজ নিড ইজ আইজ দিস ব্লাইন্ড পিপল ফর নিজ ইজ আইজ আইজ লাইট হ্যাঁ দে ক্যানট সি দে ক্যানট আইজ আইজ দেন অলসো ব্লাইন্ড লাইক আউল হ্যাঁ দেন মহাভাগবত হোয়াট সে দর্শনে পবিত্র কর এই তোমার গুণ দে গিভিং দর্শন অনলি লুকিং অটোমেটিক ক্লিনিং অ্যান্ড পিউরিফাইং দেন দে হ্যাভ ডিজায়ার ইনক্রিজিং হ্যাঁ দে নাও রিডিং শাস্ত্র গোয়িং বৈষ্ণবাজ নিয়ার রেসপেক্টিং হ্যাঁ অ্যান্ড দেন দে আর মিটিং উইথ ইজ কনিষ্ঠ অধিকারী কনিষ্ঠ লাইক দিস কনিষ্ঠ দে গুড ফ্রেন্ডশিপ হেল্পিং ইউ কাম ইউ কালেক্টিং ফ্লাওয়ার কালেক্টিং সামথিং ঠাকুরজি ফর ইউ মেকিং গার্লন ইউ কুকিং ইউ ক্লিনিং হ্যাঁ ইউ আর উইল বি ভেরি হ্যাপি কনিষ্ঠ গিভিং কনিষ্ঠ সঙ্গ অর্ডিনারি পিপল আদারওয়াইজ অর্ডিনারি পিপল জাম্পিং অ্যান্ড ক্রসিং নো এবিসিডি নো কেজি কিন্ডার গার্ডেন নো কেজি ক্লাস অ্যান্ড গোয়িং ইন হাই ক্লাস ইউনিভার্সিটি কলেজ ইজ ইম্পসিবল দেয়ারফর কনিষ্ঠ হেল্পফুল ফর কনিষ্ঠ কনিষ্ঠ ফলোয়ার অর্ডিনারি জীবস ফর কনিষ্ঠ অধিকারী মাচ হেল্পফুল হি গিভিং দিস কৃষ্ণ সেবা গড সার্ভিস ফর হ্যাঁ ডিজায়ার ট্রেনিং ওকে টেক ওয়ান নিম বিটস অ্যান্ড ইউ প্র্যাকটিসিং হরিনাম ওকে নাও ইউ স্টার্টিং এভরি ডে 16 রাউন্ড অ্যান্ড একাদশী ফলোয়িং মহাভাগবত দে গিভিং গ্ল্যান্স দে গিভিং ব্লেস অ্যান্ড মার্সি দ্যাট দিস পাওয়ার ইজ গোয়িং দেন দে আর টু স্টার্টিং দিস রেভলিউশন ওয়ার্ক লাইক ব্রহ্মাণ্ড ভ্রমিত কোন ভাগ্যবান জীব দেন গুরু কৃষ্ণ প্রসাদে পায় ভক্তির তাবিজ তাতে কৃষ্ণ ভজে করে গুরুর সেবন মায়া জাল ছুটে পায় শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চরণ দিস ওয়ান সাইড টেলিং আদার সাইড সিং গুরুকৃষ্ণ প্রসাদে পায় ভক্তিতা বীজ হ্যাঁ মালি হইয়া সেই বীজ করে আরোপণ সবর্ণ কীর্তন জলে করে সিঞ্চন শেখ জল পাইয়া উপসাকা বাড়ি যায় শব্দ হইয়া মূল শাখা বাড়িতে পায় অতএব উপসাকার করে ছেদন তবে মূল লতা বাড়ি যায় গোলক বৃন্দাবন হ্যাঁ প্রেমফল পাখি পড়ে মালি আস্বাদে তো বোথ সাইড সিং মহাভাগবত গড পার্সন নিত্যসিদ্ধ সাধন সিদ্ধ দিস ওয়ার্ল্ড ইজ কামিং লাইক গোবর্ধন দিস হ্যাঁ সাধু ডুইং পরিক্রমা বাট ই সেন্সলেস অ্যাট টাইম সাম কাওয়ার্ডস বয়স কিং দিস রানিং ফ্যান গিভিং সাম ওয়াটার টেক কেয়ার বাট সাধুজার হ্যাঁ মা বাপ অন্তর্দশা কাম বাইজ দশা
then looking, saying, oh, you chanting this Nam mantra? But not telling sadhan, nothing. But telling only, look at him and darshan, darshan pavitra karo itamar gun. But at a time, he has desire for calm for chanting. Continue non-stop. He chanting, chanting, sometimes forget and sometimes miss, then that guru is coming and helping. Hey, what are you doing? But in the midway, he meeting with his any kanishta yamudham, but his guru is take responsibility and take care. Anywhere going, behind going. So this kanishta adhikari has no this shakti. He is giving and helping and anybody protecting. Kanishta adhikari helping lot of, like he is thinking his own capacity with this. But after conditioned soul little learning, then they crossing this kanishta, they going madhyam near. After sometime within madhyam, they crossing and they going Uttam Bhagavat near. Then say, oh, he's left me, he's now not good, he's doing Vaishnava Parad, I am teaching, I am helping, now he's crossed me, neglect me, this and that. He's his own idea. This kanishta adhikari idea. Madhyama adhikari never thinking like this. Helping neutral. But try to sending all Mahabhagavat near. Then Vaishnava, then he understanding Vaishnava. Jejaman Vaishnava, Chinyaloya Adar Kori Bijabe, Vaishnava Rikibata, Sarva Siddhi, Avasya Paivitabi. Not equal, not the same level and standard, everybody's same thing, no. Therefore, Mahabhagavat, Guru Varga, like our Bhagavat Parampara, telling Guru Varga, every day remembering them, every day offering pranam, every day, why? I am within Kanishta Adhikari, I am with this Madhyam Adhikari, anybody with this, but without this Shakti, I am not doing proper anything. No, I have a proper etiquette. I cannot offering obeisances, your respect, faithfully, loveful. No, I am serving. No, I am thinking. Therefore, need this Shakti, this power. This powerhouse, this Mahabhagavat Niyari, this power is present. Now, how coming? This is first time Kanishta Adhikari teaching God service for, Lord service for. After Madhyama Adhikari teaching Shastras for, ya Vaishnavas for, Mahabhagavat service for, the teaching. Then, little, like baby food, this Shakti coming. And then, getting some health, wealth, many position coming. This is not everything. Need is Mahabhagavat, this power, Shakti. Otherwise, other things is not valued. Like Brihad Bhagavatamrita showing Sanatana Goswami. Step by step, gradually going, until going Vrindavan Dham, Brajamandal, then gopis near Srimati Radharani is by mercy, Vrajadevi is with his meeting and their mercy, Yashokha's meeting, then mercy, then he learned, then he is qualified, he is serving Krishna, Krishna accepting service. They need their mercy, but this is training center. This training center is not everything. I am taking training, tent, then I am crossing another class going. After crossing, another class going, gradually. But my aim and object is Mahabhagavat. Why? Who is Mahabhagavat? Krishna Parshad, Ragatmik Jan, Raganuga, Rupanuga. Rupanuga also Ragatmik. But many Raganuga, but all Raganuga, not Rupanuga. Other than Jutha group. But aim and object and view and goal, everything this. Prema Bhakti is for. Or Prema Bhakti who have? This Madhyama Adhikari has Yakonishtha Adhikari, yes, they have this much, tiny, tiny. Madhyama Adhikari has more, why they are connected with this Mahabhagavata all time. Therefore, they have lot of. But their teaching is process. They practicing or teaching. But teaching and practicing is not everything. Need is this flow, connection and flow coming for. Learn it, then they praying. Then they praying. He Radhe Brajdevike Chalalite Nanda Sunukuta. Are Nandanandan here? Huh? Why you asking like this? Why you praying? You Nandanandan here? Huh? But this Nandanandan is no, I have love. Your Madhisya Natatya Brajavipuna Chandra. Your beloved, your priya, that one I need. Why? You have this pure love. I like this love, then possible. Who giving this? Not others. Bhavdosa, not possible. Then they are also praiki. After crossing bhav, roti, prem, also this prem is not everything. Satcha prem, not everything. Need is this, ragatmik prajvasis, this pure devotion, pure love, overpower love need. Not level, equal, overpower need. Tohar from coming is overpower things. Therefore, all time thinking, respecting. Krishnati, Jyoshagarim, Tangmana, Sadhyet, okay, mindly. Dikshatishtet, Prantivishya, yes. Susushaya, Bhajana, Vigyam, yes. But Nidhadi, Sunyam, Ridham, Sutta, Sangalabdha, Sangalabdha, all time association. But after this Brahma Bhakti is for needed, then Rupa Goswami Prabhu telling Krishna Smaran Janam Chasya, how continue Krishna Smaran? Kanishtha Adhikari youth is telling, say sometime chanting Harinam, not all time. Madhyama Adhikari Sankhya Purvaka. But this Premi Bhakta, they have love for this labor, continue, tadatma. So they are therefore telling Sangalabdha, this association for thinking. But million crore life, I am with this adadar sadhaka, getting some siddhi, some progress coming. But this Mahabhagavata for no, our proper respect and faith. Telling, oh, I am going then, I am making offense, not understanding. Oh, first they giving power, they giving taste, light with which I am looking, light also, where from coming. Dark place to not possible looking, understanding. So Mahabhagavat, mercy with which understanding Mahabhagavat. Other person has mercy with which I am understanding Mahabhagavat. Then this world is everybody is learned and qualified and they are looking and understanding Mahabhagavat. Not too easy. Mahabhagavat, mercy is needed. So then God near, like Das Goswami praying, Nijani Gadanivasam Dehi Govardhanatam. Adigur Brahma saying Tadastu Mayanato Bhaturi Bhaga. Bhave Atrava Innata Tuva Tirasam Jenaham Ekobi Bhavit Jananam Bhutvani Sebe Tavapada Pallavam. Prabhu, I am praying. Give me anywhere birth, Kitajan Maho, Jata Tumadas. Bahirmukha Brahma Janme Nahiyas. No need any other birth anywhere. I like this, your near and dearest near. I will be any worms, germs, any animal, anything but will be there. So this Mahabhagavat all time helpful, all time, all way to. They are not taking any offense. Everybody know this. They are looking everywhere this, all Krishna Seva, God servant, Sarabhutes Japasit Bhagavad Bhavamatmano. Therefore they not checking and taking this, looking this offense. Anybody come not respecting, they have no problem. Anybody abusing, they have no problem. Anybody criticizing, they are no one hearing, they have no time. Somebody sometimes asking Gurudev, you are chastising too much and sending some letters, somebody is giving punishment, this and that. I was saying, I am not servant of anybody's. I am servant of my Guru Maharaj. Anybody know, I am payable servant, they give me money, yeah, payment, I am glorify them, chastising them, I take responsibility, and I am beating them, yeah, this and that, criticizing them. I have no time. This is not my duty. I am Guru Sevak. I am continue my Guru Maharaj desire fulfilling for his servings, for I am came, this is my best service. I have no time for any other things. So Mahabhagavat never looking, not taking any offense and this and that. They are only helpful. Don't blaming this. Oh, I am going Mahabhagavat Niya, then is this, I am not offering respect, I am fall down, this and that. Rupa Goswami is near, Khanja Krishnadas came. Rupa Goswami, he disobey, he criticizing, Rupa Goswami giving him punishment, offense for this and that. Going, he is near, giving darshan, also excusing him, being bless him, unlimited. So Mahabhagavat, how is kind this world is came, not blaming them, no complaint. Therefore, no progress coming, never nalai progress coming. They are all time helpful. They are mercy, then I am understanding bhakti, then I am understanding Vaishnava, then understanding Harinam, then I am understanding Shastra. Eyes, light coming, eyes is, now getting his new lens, everything. Otherwise, before I am looking only ordinary. Before I am looking, he's dacoit, he's thief, he's badmash, he's nonsense, he's helpful, he's dani, charitable person, this and that I am looking. But I not look at Vaishnava. Therefore, Mahabhagavat, this world, continue all-time helpful. Prahlad Maharaj, all-time helpful. Hanuman, all-time helpful. And Vibhishan, all-time helpful. Swayambhu, Narada Swayambhu, Kumara, Kapila Manu, Prahlado, Janakabhishma, Balir, Vaya, Sukir, Vayam, Dadas Mahajan. They are all-time helpful. They are not looking. They have no time. They have no eyes. These faults and guilties. They are looking everybody's. Has like Nityananda Prabhu, Mahaprabhu, his Parikar, they are not looking anybody has lot of anartha. They are telling Jesus Patita Hoy Tavodaya Tatutai. Fallen soul, then they are mercy more their person for. Need is mercy, otherwise how can they getting relief and change coming? How they purifying? They were not thinking. But only sadhakava training center, like military training. Then it is military chief commander. He is teaching. How is you will be helpful for this, your country? Teaching everything, secret thing teaching. So Madhyamadhikari is near, this is good, classes, they teaching, helping. But giving this power, following for, they also praying Mahabhagavat near. Oh, helping this jiva. Please, this here, this here. He like understanding bhakti, yeah, following bhakti. Please helping. Without this Mahabhagavat mercy, not possible. One little bit is progressing and entering. Therefore, no claim, no blame, no complaint, no this and that. Then is reality to going? Down. Not real path. Real path is our aim and object, all time Mahabhagavat. Then is training. Otherwise, what training? Madhyamadhikari, what teaching? He has Isaya Tadhyanesu, Balisesu, this is such a Prema Maitri Kripa Pekka Jagarati Samudyam. Prema Maitri. But Prema with whom? Isaya Prema Tadhyanesu. Maitri, But here, Adhineshu, who Adhineshu? Mahabhagavat. They are with his Maitri. Therefore, they have power. They're telling, this is Mahabhagavat. He is like Prabhupada Shashi Thakur. He is sending. Gurushudra Babaji Maharaj near, sending Bhojitra Babaji Maharaj near, Bhaktun Thakur near, Adadar near. And also, this Mahabhagavat, mercy without. What say Prabhupada? I have lot of prouds. But I am gone. This my Gurudev near, he is breaking and destroying my all prouds or everything. And then he is giving a mercy. So Guru Varga, they are all time following this Ragatmik Brajavasi. But Kajikala students for, like parents are sending school. Same, all are this word, conscious soul. All are has no idea, nothing. Then Mahabhagavat, they are giving mercy and bliss for sending Kanishtha Adhikaris near. Then Kanishtha Adhikaris teaching something, learn it, then they are crossing, coming Madhyam Adhikaris near. Then they practicing, after they coming Mahabhagavat near. But Mahabhagavat mercy is continue flowing. Then is life. Other than no life. You cut off, then Kanishtha Adhikari is near, you're not going, Madhyam Adhikari is near. Not going, not expecting. Like Gurudev, no mercy, then all are not here. His mercy is bliss, then possible all are staying. Other one person, another person, each other, two, Baba. How much is crash and how much is fight, misunderstanding, misconception, all time is. Bas, dusam dus. Big fight. One side is Yudhishthira Maharaj, one side is Duryodhan. Dushasan. One Dushasan, Duryodhan, one Yudhishthira. What is? All time is? He is my against, Badmash, nonsense, stupid. He look at me, insulting me, all time this and that telling. But Mahabhagavat followers, yeah, bless anybody has, they never thinking, care these things. They have no time. They are going on class, they are going on practice for this only, this connected with Mahabhagavat and then. Or first time they are not understanding, slow, they progressing and realizing, understanding, then they following this path, real path. Karana karaninda Krishna Krishna bale. Ajay Chaitanya says, Jenebe Khele. Therefore, without aim, without goal, without, then all are is what following? What is our amount of object? What, which way going? Therefore, saying, Parikshalukan Karmatutan, Nirved Maya Stana Kritta Kittan, Tasmat Gurum Prabhadita Jigyasu Sriyattamam, Sabdi Parichanishnatam, Brahmanipa Samasrayam. After what saying? Sabda Brahman Nishnato, non Nishnayat Parajadi, Sramastasya Samaphalo, Adhanamo Virakshato. So, why this all Veda Upanishad Shastra telling like this? You are hard working, Sramastasya Samaphalo. Why? Oh, Sabda Brahman Nishnato. Oh, like big Pandit, scholar. Speaking very nice, attracting everybody, but Parabrahma with his no love, no prem, no goal, Parabrahma for, no following, then all like one cows take care, very healthy cow, very nice cow, but no calves, no milk, then what is this healthy cow? So you are all time practicing with this Kanishtha Adhikari. Yeah, Madhyam Adhikari is practicing. But you have no Mahabhagat love within Bilab, his lover with Krishna. With his. Then who giving this love you? What to coming? Therefore, careful. Mahabhagavat, Guru Varga, is God near and dearest, close to him. Their mercy with is they possible, they teach ascending school, high school, primary to high school, college, university, after progress. Parents are sending like this, like Mahabhagat Guru Varga, they are my aim and object, everything. They are agatmik. Then his sadhan will be very nice, proper, very fast. Khurushya dhara nishta durattya, durgam vatastat kabai badanti. Oh, this world is very danger. Like telling the razor, top of razor, how can you walking, cutting. Similar, this world is very danger. You not following this Mahabhagavat, this flow not coming, then all time suffering, burning. Oh, very danger. And like you saying, okay, Ganga, no need going. Ganga water coming for canal, canal to drain, drain to my farmhouse. I'm bathing here, drinking this water. This is good. No need Ganga. Also, Kabira telling, Manchanga to Katutima Ganga. I'm thinking this is Ganga. My pot inside is coming Ganga. Mind is clean, then everywhere clean. This is only cheating, jivar. Ganga is Ganga. Everything is not will be Ganga. Therefore, Krishna not telling Ganga. Krishna is Manasi Ganga. Oh, other places telling Golur Ganga. Other telling, different name. Equal to Ganga? Not possible. So, Mahabhagat, God person. They are ragatmik. They have unrag. This continuous serving by love. So this love is our aim and object. Other person giving this love. The teaching possible. What? Mahabhagavat, near how going, serving them. Then they are Kanishth Madhyamadhikari. They have prem. They are maitri. And they are neglecting. Anybody has no desire? Yeah, little deupeksha, neglecting. No problem. So be carefully. This Shastra has many things. This to is Swabha Janita Bupushasya Dosai. No prakritattamiha bhakta janasya pasyat. Gangam pasam nakalu buddha phena pankai brahma dravattam apagachati niradharmai. Mahabhagavat, Guru Bhargaspar, Rupa Goswami Prabhu writing. There Bhaktum Thakur saying, हे नंदनंदन तुम्हार वैष्णव वैभव तुम्हार हमारे करुण दया वैष्णव इज योर वैभव आई एम नो अंडरस्टैंडिंग इंसल्टिंग ओ हु इज प्रोटेक्टिंग मी हु सेव मी देन ऑल नेग्लेक्टिंग कनिष्ठ अधिकारी नी आर गोइंग वैष्णव अपराधी जो गेट आउट ए मध्यम अधिकारी गेट आउट नोबडी गिव यू मर्सी Asasanga, then get out. Then, therefore, Mahabhagat mercy, they never throwing it, get out. Why? They not looking this your offense and this and that. They coming, then they all time make cleaning and purifying. How much kind they are? How much? They not thinking about it. Like your dirty cloth. I give you example, dirty cloth. You putting in sun cleaning, purifying, bad smell going, possible, but not clean. But you are going drain inside washing. Then some cleaning, but then bad smell all coming there. Clean water inside is giving soap powder and cleaning, then cloth showing in your face. How am I? Look at me. So Mahabhagavat, only remembering, darsane pavitra kara, etumar gun, not this much only. Vaishnavas, Mahabhagavat, you are only remembering, enough. Gangar parasoide pashyati pavan, darsane pavitra kara, etumar gun. darshan is very helpful. Cleaning, cleaning. When clean, you know, water not cleaning, need soap powder. But petrol inside is putting in cloth, no need soap powder. No need water. Petrol is cleaning, also petrol going. Cloth is very nice now. Also dry. How? This petrol has this power. No so smell, very nice now, clean cloth. To Mahabhagavat, how they cleaning, when they purifying and also giving this pure love, devotion, this is not understanding. They have this power, capacity. Therefore this world is die and destroy all garbage and all anartha, full of Prithvi Devi suffering, praying, oh, how can I'm caring all people? Too much. They have false ego, false pride, fighting each other. All try to make my husband. Prithipati, Narapati, Bhupati, Nipati, Pati. I am Pati, Grihapati. This is mine, everything I am. Aham Bhogi, Aham Balaban. Krishna telling Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Like all are as proud prides. Then Mahabhagat came. How telling, you know? Bhavad Vida Bhavata Tirtibhuta Swayam Prabhu Tirtha Kurvanti Tirthani Santaste Nagada Brita. Everybody know this sloka. Tirtha, all are is dirty. They are saying, oh Tirtharaj, how will be clean? Not possible, more caring. See any Vaishnava coming, Mahabhagavat coming, touching in you, you will be pure. No more problem. Jai Tirtha Vaishnava nai, se Tirtha jaite nai. Kika jhantiya durdes. Jesthana Vaishnavgan, Sesthana Vrindavan, Sesthana Anandosis. You going many Tirtha. What say Mahaprabhu? Tirthe param tumi mangala pradhan, atev Tirtha nahe tumar saman. Tirthe pindadile tare pitrigan, tumar dekhile tare koti pitrigan, atev Tirtha nahe tumar saman. Tirthe mangala tumi, Vaishnava Bhagavat Pradhan. Oh, Ishwar Purifar, Mahaprabhu is praying. Mahaprabhu, no. I am Kemi Gaya Jatra, Prabhupada Gaya Jatra Sapalamar, Jekhana Dekhilam Charan Tumar. Oh, my life is successful. I am look at your lotus feet. Now, my Gaya Jatra successful. Now I am very happy. So Mahaprabhu not telling, Yoga Kanishtha Diyar is near, Yoga Madhyama Diyar is near. Mahaprabhu glorify, therefore careful. This is classification, class. But what I am learning, what I am reading, what is lesson? What is government subject and matter? And what is my... this all, this subject, object. Therefore, all Guru Bhargava Acharyas continue remembering. Continue praying, continue thinking. This is our bhajan. What say? Sirva manjari pada, say more sampada, say more bhajana pujan. Oh, then sirva manjari, no, I am not qualified. I am not praying sirva manjari pada. What I am praying, kanishtha adhikari pada is good for me, madhyam adhikari pada is good for me. But everybody equal to telling Sri Rupa Manjari Pada, same or Sampada, same or Bhajana Pujan. But why Narottama Thakur saying? He not telling Rukhnath Goswami Pada, but first is praying his Guru Pada Padma. Kabela Konat More Sangalaya Jabe, Sri Rupa Pada Padma More Samar Pibe, Hanoki Hoye More, Narma Sakhi Gane, Anugata Narottama Koriben Sasane. What they thinking? When that day coming, my Guru Maharaj taking me, and offering me Rupa Goswami lotus feet. And also Rupa Goswami is offering this Sakhi, Narma Sakhi is near service, learning for teaching me. And anything I'm doing mistake, they are chastising me, pull my hair and chastising me and teaching me. So all time is thinking about this. Otherwise, other problem coming. I'm thinking, oh, this Kanishta Deva, he is Mahabhagavat. Madhya Madhya, he is Mahabhagavat. No, Mahabhagavat, Mahabhagavat. Out of time, I'm clean, then understanding Hari Nama test, first one. Seva test, energy. Yeah. I am like lost everything. Like our beloved Gurudev in Western country. Then many, many lost, many things. They gone very far away, bhakti too. Look at him, meeting with him, bus. Again they starting, more than before. Very advanced. Big revolution this. So Mahabhagavat is this power. Therefore Bhagavan, God near is praying, when that day coming? Oh please, your near and dearest with his meeting. They are mercies for, I am begging, all time crying and begging and praying. Therefore, Bhaktum Thakur writing is Bhaktum Bani Vaibhav there. He is saying two things, one Bani Vaibhav, one Bapu Vaibhav. Bapu Vaibhav present time, one body, but after departure disappears, then he has Bapu, many, many, his duties. Anywhere his duties, you worshipping, offering respect, offering flower garland, chandan, bhoga, and everything, but this Mahabhagavat is getting relation, they accepting. Lifetime, like you are thinking, they give merciful, now more merciful. More thousand crore time, more merciful. Now they are looking, little respect, then they are not alone within this assurance, this party. All are combinedly helping. Before I am coming, Mahabhagat Guru Bhargava Jr., they are helping. But gradually, serial by, but now is more helpful. Now nobody is gradually, very fast. So many things, this realization coming when I am continue offering this respect and for. Like one ordinary people near asking, hey, you going to school? Yes. You learning? Yes. Why learning? I'll be qualified. Then what doing? I'm buying aeroplane, nice bungalow, nice car, nice servants, many my followers, and will be my many sevak. But why learning? Is wealth for, you need respect, wealth, anything. So all are also, why doing bhajan sadhana? Which purpose? This is thinking. Ordinary people has ordinary things for desire. So I have no desire, then what I am doing? When they coming, I am will be learned and qualified, I am serving. So these things, understanding, then automatic crying and praying for Mahabhagavat mercies for. Then all are helping. Madhya Madhyakari teaching, other Uttam Kanishta teaching, Uttam Madhyam teaching, Uttam teaching. But their teachings is different types of. No need telling. Like my Guru Maharaj saying, one turtles, he is giving lot of eggs, lot of, but he not there near. Oh, he going very far, and they are too mindly thinking, and they are growing, 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 growing. And also fish giving lot of eggs, this much, and all on top of water, and they are born, and all together is gathering. No going separate, this side, this side. Then fish is coming and tail with this beating all our water and throwing everybody's here and there. Then they swimming, 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 each other not looking, then they growing. So sometimes, like Acharya Guru Bhargava, looking, oh, they are not progress now. Then that process is arranging very clear. Crash and like is some problems. Then all are separate here and there, and then crying Krishna's for, weeping, oh Krishna, oh please forgive, accepting me, giving me seva, I'm how doing bhajan. Then respect starting and Mahabhagavat crying and begging. তো দিস গুরুবর্গ তেনু একবার দেখলে চক্ষে জল গৌরবরা নিতাই দেন সকল সম্বল শ্রদ্ধাবান জন হে শ্রদ্ধাবান জন হ্যাঁ নিত্যানন্দ ভেরি কাইন্ড মহাপুরুষ লুকিং এনি টাইম মহাপুরুষ নেম ইজ রিমেম্বারিং হ্যাঁ দেন গো নিতাই দিবি এভরিথিং তো নাও নেক্সট টু হিয়ারিং টুমোরো গৌর প্রমাণ দে
গোসাই দয়া কর মোরে দন্তে চিনা ধরি কহে এটি না পামারে দয়া কর চেনা ধরি কহে এটি না পায় শ্রী গুরু চরণ শ্রী কৃষ্ণ চেতন্য পাদ পদ্ম পাওয়া মোরে কর তোমা সবা করুণা বিনে ইহা প্রাপ্তি নয় করুণাবিনে ইহা প্রাপ্তি নয় বিশেষ অযোগ্য মুই কইল নিশ্চয় বাঞ্ছা কল্প তরু করুণা সাগর এই তো ভরসা মুই ধরিয়ে অন্তর গুণালেশ নাহি মোর অপরাধের সীমা অপরাধ সীমা আমা উধারিয়া লোকে দেখাও মহিমা দেখাও মহিমা নাম সংকীর্তন রুচি আর প্রেম ধন এই রাধা মোহনে দেহ হইয়া সকলু সকল বৈষ্ণব গোসাই দয়া কর মোরে দান্তে চিনা ধরি কহে
Eti Napamare. Daya Paramo. Dayal Vaishnav Thakur, Dayal Vaishnav Thakur, Vaishnav Thakur, Dayal Vaishnav Thakur. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Haribol, Haribol, Nitai Gaur Premanande.